It's not just good news for farmers and ranchers, it's also good news for those whose jobs are connected to agricultural exports.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack's reaction to the USDA's new ag export forecast, in which analysts have raised expectations by almost $7 billion from what they had been thinking back in February. The new export forecast figure now, $149.5 billion. That's over $8.5 billion more than last year, and of course, a record.
Across the board, we're seeing grain and feed exports being boosted by $4.5 billion. We're seeing oilseeds and product exports forecast at a record of $33.8 billion. Livestock, poultry, and dairy also raised by $600 million to a record of $32.2 billion. So it's record, record, record.
I'd say the big story here is just the fact that we've done a lot bigger business in corn and soybeans than what we had anticipated when we did these numbers back in February.
That's the Agriculture Department's chief economist, Joe Glauber, and he points out that in the recent past, these record dollar values for exports were mostly because prices were so high. But he says this time, for the most part, we're seeing higher volume of sales.
The big change, of course, is corn. We're up 7 million tons. We're now projecting corn exports at 48 million tons. That's up 7 million tons from what we were carrying in February of 41 million, and way over, almost 30 million tons higher than what we exported in the last fiscal year.
For soybeans, new forecast for this fiscal year, 43.5 million tons, up 2.5 from the February forecast, up 8.5 million from last year. What's behind that? Well, Glauber says, as usual,
seems like a broken record on this, but China, for one, you know, we're up in a lot of markets, but China's the big one that really pops out, and of course that is tied to soybeans.
On the other side of the coin, USDA is forecasting record values for ag products coming into the U.S. from other countries, $110.5 billion worth, still leaving U.S. producers with a nice trade surplus with other nations.
The net trade balance has moved from what we were carrying in February of $32.7 billion. That's up now $6.3 billion to $39 billion.
Second highest ag trade surplus in history. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.